UFO in Medford.
Just a minute, folks. Yes, that's all it takes to visit our refreshment counter in the lobby. Try one of these delicious candy bars.
The odds of a child performing at Carnegie Hall? 1 in 73,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 166. Knowing what to look for and catching it early could make a world of difference to your child and you. To learn the signs, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
Trying to refine its effect. On the 16th of April, 1943, he was in his laboratory preparing a fresh batch of a compound he first synthesized 5 years before. It was lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD.
At the end of the synthesis, I got in a very strange situation. A kind of dream world appeared. Oneness with the world, a very strange experience which reminded me to some experience I had in childhood.
Thank you. You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Freeform, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we are bringing you 2 hours of cool cover versions of songs recorded by other than the original artists who made them famous. And in particular, for me, a cool cover involves rearranging the song to make it stylistically different in important ways from the original. We kicked off the set with a bluegrass version of AC/DC's big hit, You Shook Me All Night Long, from their perfect Back in Black album. And if you were listening 2 weeks ago, you know, I introduced a brand new Tears of the Gods subseries, Songs from Perfect Albums, where I was awarding particular albums this designation of being perfect, where every single song really rocks no matter what the genre, an album with no filler material. And for that, we mixed up Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti, Kraftwerk's The Mix, and AC/DC's Back in Black. But most particularly, I did not play for you any of the three big single hits from Back in Black. Because part of the point of that Songs from Perfect Albums is that all of the other songs are well worth listening to. But a bluegrass version, oh yeah, perfect for this theme. And then we heard from Van Halen and their version of The Kinks You Really Got Me. And, you know, Dave Davies, who played the original riff on a guitar amplifier whose speaker he cut up with a razor blade and pricked with pins to get a distorted sound, he didn't like the Van Halen version. I think he's kind of upset because at one point later on, somebody came up to him and congratulated him for doing an interesting take, a cool cover version of a Van Halen song. No, no, no. But to me, that version, the Van Halen version, surpasses the original. And I love the Ted Templeman production on it, the way that he's got that EMT plate reverb on the opposite side of the stereo spectrum from Eddie's guitar. Yeah, just perfect. Then we heard Cracker G's cool cover version of Pink Floyd's On the Run from Volume 1 of the electronic tribute to Pink Floyd. And, you know, if you go back to the original one and you listen very carefully, I believe that you can hear somebody screaming, "Oh my God, that could have been me." Because the song's about being at an airport and somebody trying to catch their plane. They miss the plane, but the plane takes off and then crashes. Yeah, oh my God, that could have been me. Next up was the Sex Pistols and Sid Vicious, not quite competently, covering that song, My Way. And then it was Devo and their version of Keith Richards and Mick Jagger's I Can't Get No Satisfaction, which, you know, that original, that with that iconic fuzz guitar on it that Keith Richards laid down, he didn't expect that to be on the radio hit single version. That was just supposed to be like a filler for a saxophone. And he was quite shocked when he heard it on the radio that the producer had released it that way. But, you know, boy, talk about an iconic riff and canonical version of a guitar effects pedal, yeah. And then we finish things off with Pygmy Taxi Company's version of the Kraftwerk song Numbers. And I mixed in a bunch of historical clips there. Well, an interview with the discoverer of LSD, Dr. Albert Hoffman, and bits from a BBC documentary on that. LSD, powerful stuff for sure. The next set is just going to be four songs, but it's a chain of cool covers. We're going to begin with... well, I'll tell you, working backwards. At the end, we're going to finish with a cool cover by friend and fellow of a Jimi Hendrix song. But before that, we're going to have Jimi Hendrix covering a Bob Dylan song. But before that, we're going to have Bob Dylan covering a Johnny Cash song. And that brings us to the first song here, which is Johnny Cash's cool cover version of Trent Reznor's Hurt. And boy, let me tell you, every time I hear this song, it's one that brings chills up and down my spine and tears to my eyes.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way. Thank you.
Johnny, I want to say hi, and I'm sorry we can't be there, but that's just the way it is. I want to sing you one of your songs about trains. I used to sing this song before I ever wrote a song, and I also want to thank you for standing up for me way back when. Train of love is a-coming, big black wheels a-humming, people waiting at the station, happy hearts a-drumming. Play my drumming, baby, ain't you got my baby? In this home and everybody's baby, it's the urge to roam. Everybody's baby, my mind. But my own keeps going. Pain of love is even, but she's not gone, she's leaving. Ever so often, everybody's baby, it's the earth to roam. My heart grieving. Early and late, I sit and I wait, because I'm still believing. We walk away together. Oh, I'm not waiting for my mom. Early go off and everybody's baby, it's still strong. Everybody's baby, but now.
One thing, never talk about your marijuana exploits in front of an undercover cop.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody of it is worth. Getting later, hey!
always two. There are a master and an apprentice.
We're bringing you a sound collage of cool covers in these 2 hours between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Also broadcasting on the web at WMFO.org. That was a chain of four cool covers, beginning with Johnny Cash covering Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails song Hurt. And that was a song about heroin and heroin addiction and despair and bad things. And we followed that with Bob Dylan covering a Johnny Cash song, Train of Love. And we followed that with Jimi Hendrix covering a Bob Dylan song, All Along the Watchtower. And we followed that with Friend and Fellow covering a Jimi Hendrix song. A nice acoustic jazz version of Purple Haze. with the Devil's Interval, that crazy tritone chord. Well, not even a chord, just a tritone, somewhere halfway between a fourth and a fifth musically. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Bang on a Can with their cool acoustic cover version, performed on classical instruments, in fact, of Brian Eno's first song on the second vinyl side of Ambient One, Music for Airports. We got a little bit less than half an hour, and we're going to start off our final set with the most poppy song that Captain Beefheart ever recorded. The guy's a musical genius, but I've got my limits, and pretty much three songs of his in a row. But don't worry, I'm not going to do that for you. But in any case, this is from a perfect compilation album, Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965 to 1968. My eternal thanks going out to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez, who does the Desperate Hours here on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. I learned so much from him and his good musical taste and sense. And after that, we're going to hear another cool cover of a Pink Floyd song. This one from the Electronic Tribute to Pink Floyd Volume 2, Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun by Connectica. And then Rush will be covering an Eddie Cochran song, followed by a cool cover of a song that we heard 2 weeks ago from Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti. But this time it's going to be Derek Trucks and Eric Gale covering it, and hopefully we'll be able to, yes, I think we'll be able to have a really hard rock and heavy metal version song of a pretty hard rock and song that was, well, maybe it was metal to begin with. In any case, all that begins for you right now with Captain Beefheart and Diddy Wah Diddy here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
Summertime blues. Well, the summertime blues.
Two strings coincide.
Sure. touch me, and that hand will never touch anything again.
That goes for our senior class, too. Out of this class of 40, just because it is average, two of these boys and girls will spend some part of their lives in a mental institution.
Woo! Yeah, it'll seem to happen.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with those audio clips from who knows where. Yeah, movies, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events. Clips like that mixed in between and on top of the music. This evening's two-hour sound collage has had a theme of cool covers. We've been playing you songs performed by other than the original-ish enough artists that made them hits. And in that last set, we began with Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band covering a Willie Dixon song, one of the most prolific blues songwriters ever. Him and Elias McDaniel there composed Diddy Wah Diddy. And then it was a selection from one of our two featured albums, the electronic tribute to Pink Floyd, Volume 2 in this case. That was Connectica with Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun. And then it was Rush's version of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues, which I found on their Feedback album, a short album of songs of theirs. And then it was Derek Trucks, slide guitar player, and Eric Gales and Matt Tudor covering Led Zeppelin's Custard Pie, which was originally on Physical Graffiti, and that we heard 2 weeks ago in our Songs from Perfect Albums, Episode 1. And we finished things off with Motley Crue's version of Smokin' in the Boys' Room, originally a big hit for Brownsville Station in 1973. But it was Motley Crue's first top 40 hit, too, in 1985. Unfortunately, Savoir Fair is not able to do his program this evening, so I'm going to be turning things over to our Automation and Rick Deckard. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you here on WMFO in Medford.